Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. I was about to do a show with someone, and it looks like they're not available. And I thought, I'm ready to do a show. So I'm just going to go for it and talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart. Oftentimes when people come to see me, they're wanting to be at the top of their game, whether that's with playing a sport, achieving a grade, getting into the college they want, going for a promotion. I think one of the keys to success for all of us is being adaptive. And so I thought, I am going to be adaptive. I thought I was going to be interviewing someone. I was so excited. Then I thought, well, I'm really just excited to do a show. And so what comes up a lot when I'm working with clients that come to see me, whether it's for depression or anxiety, or just being at the top of their game, is we all have this ideal of how we might want our day to go or how we might want a loved one to respond. And so I talk about the concept of adaptive perfectionism versus restrictive perfectionism. So let me take this a step further. What it's really saying, and what I believe, is how can we be our own top 1% in the way we think, feel, and act, no matter what is coming our way. And what that really means is being adaptive, not restrictive, because adaptive means while we're trying to achieve our best version of ourselves or best outcome, we want to give some wiggle room that things aren't going always the way we would want them to go. And so I thought, what a perfect day for me to do this interview, the day where things I thought were going to start one way, but they're not. And so the other part about adaptive versus restrictive is when we're being restrictive, we're not letting ourselves have as much fun or as much joy. So when we're achieving something, it's so important to strive for happiness. I truly think that happiness is undervalued. I know in the Western world, in my neighborhood, so many people are talking about the latest, this is what I bought, or this is where I'm going, or this vacation. But there's not this emphasis on what gives me joy, what gives me happiness. And I thought to myself, you know what? I love doing a show. I love connecting with all of you. And so I thought I was going to be adaptive this morning by just jumping on and doing a quick show. And let me give you another example of how this comes up to this concept of adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. A lot of times I work with children, teens, and adults, and let's give an example. A lot of times I have a teen that might come to me that's striving for straight A's, they're in all the AP classes, and they're still trying to fit in their social life and their sport. And sometimes people sort of get addicted to like the grade or addicted to the outcome, but they're really not realizing the importance of balance, the balance of sleep, the balance of good nutrition, the quantity and quality of friendships, interactions we have, times we reach out to say thank you. And so the other thing that's super important when we're trying to achieve any goal is asking yourself, am I happy? Am I having joy? Am I really balancing my life? Because that's what really gives us this kind of higher sense of achievement. I also think that there's also ways that we can almost celebrate the way we handle suffering or the way we handle things that aren't going our way. I think for me personally, in recent times, I've gone through some challenges and I've decided to go into the suffering. And what that means is looking at all the feelings I have when something didn't go the way I thought it should. And then looking at what life lesson was I supposed to learn? Instead of this external, oh, this happened to me, or blaming others, looking within and to what mindset, and I call it mindscape as well, that we're having to adjust when things don't go our way. And so I have this adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism that I discuss in session with my clients, and they love it because everyone's still wanting to be on their quote unquote A game or thrive. But sometimes there's days where you're suffering and you can still in those days of suffering, when we're being adaptive, we can actually still reach our own top 1% of dealing with the suffering. Okay. And I think we have to remember that life, we have to be flexible. We have to be okay with things not going the way we thought they were. And so this morning, I thought, I'm just going to talk with you a little bit about adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. But that really goes to just thinking in general. How do we stay in the moment of right now? Which is what I did. I was looking at the clock and I was like, oh my goodness, maybe something happened. I'm like, I'm just going to jump on and do this show. And I'm so excited that I can sort of model to you being adaptive instead of being restrictive. And I know I'm so excited to have this guest on the show at a later time. We'll reschedule. But now I got this opportunity to talk with you about this. Okay. So remember, we're all trying to do our own personal best, whether we're having successes, challenges, or schedule changes. And it happens to all of us. It's how we handle it that then kind of takes us to the next step of the day. One more thing I want to say that really, really keeps me in that adaptive space versus restrictive is gratitude. That vibration of being thankful for everything else that is going right in my life, all the things and all the blessings, that really helps me to stay in that adaptive versus restrictive mode and just kind of move on to the next activity or next part of my day. So thank you for sharing this space with me right now, and we'll be back in another week with another show. Okay, take care, everyone.